Welcome to the Wealth Decisions Podcast, where each week I take 15 minutes or less to discuss crucial wealth decisions and mindset hacks to help you live a richer life. I'm your host, Brian Muller, and I've been in the financial services industry for over 25 years, and I'm also a certified life and health coach. And I have a passion for helping people make better decisions around their money and their life. So for the sake of time, let's dive right into it. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about five get wealthy habits. By the end of the episode, you'll have a toolkit of habits that I think can really set you up on a better path towards building more wealth. You know, habits are the small decisions that we make and the actions we take every day. And according to research, about 40% of our daily habits are not conscious decisions. And your money habits, you know, how you spend, save, and invest, are often on autopilot. And this can work for you or against you, depending on the habits you develop. Small actions, you know, repeated consistently over time, will lead to better long-term results. You know, for example, just saving $5 a day invested at a 7% annual return would grow to over $100,000 in 30 years. Wealthy individuals have good financial habits. So we're going to talk about habit number one, and that's mindful spending. You know, being fully aware of your purchasing decisions and their impact on your financial goals. Instead of buying on impulse or succumbing to lifestyle inflation by spending more as your income grows, or just spending to try to keep up with the Joneses. Some mindful spending techniques is, number one, is just tracking your expenses. You know, use an app to categorize every dollar you spend. You might use cash, you know, use the envelope system, make spending more tangible so you reduce some of your overspending. A third technique would be just to have some kind of waiting period when you're about to make an impulse decision. Wait 24 hours and see how you feel about the purchase. More often than not, that temptation will vanish, and your impulse to get what you wanted in the moment might be gone. Use some type of budgeting rule. Have a certain percentage of your income going towards your mortgage and your debt obligations, have a certain amount going to your basic needs, and then have some type of pay yourself first strategy. And that's putting away a certain percentage of your income. A lot of people think budgeting is just for, you know, maybe broke people. You know, that friend of yours that said, "Oh, I can't go out tonight, I'm on a budget." I've always loved the quote from John Maxwell. He said, you know, a budget is telling your money where you want your money to go instead of wondering where it went. A lot of people are maybe conscious about their spending habits, but they're not intentional about where they want their money to go. And they buy things based upon impulse, based upon the pleasure they get from it and the desire. And then they realize, oh, I don't have much money left over as I thought because I'm not being intentional about it. Wealthy habit number two is consistently saving and investing. I just talked about this briefly before. Pay yourself first. You know, treat savings like a non-negotiable expense, not what's left over after spending. Set up an automatic transfer on your payday to go to your investment accounts, to your Roth IRA, to your investment long-term taxable account. Obviously, investing in your 401k with automatic deductions, that's usually a given. And also create some type of an account for emergencies and experiences. Most advisors recommend anywhere from 3 to 6 months of your living expenses to be in some type of high yield savings account. Investing in your retirement accounts, your 401k, Roth IRAs, investing in taxable accounts. And by investing in paying yourself first, you're going to take advantage of a concept that I've talked about in previous episodes, and that's dollar cost averaging. You're investing a fixed amount on a regular basis, regardless of market conditions. And this can help you take advantage of volatility. You know, start small. Even $50 a month can make a difference over time. And as your income grows, bump up your contributions instead of lifestyle inflation, instead of spending more and raising your lifestyle. And also use any windfalls wisely. If you ever get a bonus, commit to saving half of that bonus. Or if you ever get a tax refund, commit to at least saving half of that for your future. Wealthy habit number three is continuous financial education. You know, the financial world is always changing and evolving, and staying informed helps you make better decisions and find opportunities. There's some great books out there that you can read, like The Psychology of Money or The Simple Path to Wealth. There's great podcasts out there. One of my favorites is The Money Guy. There's also online courses that you can take or workshops you can go to. And then, of course, financial advisors can be a great source of information to educate you and keep you informed on different things that happen in the markets. Some key financial concepts to understand, obviously, are asset allocation, risk management, tax efficiency, where all your money is going, and what that's going to look like when you retire. You know, understanding how passive investment strategies can help you over the long term by investing in low-cost, you know, ETFs or low-cost index mutual funds. Also, understanding what you can contribute to your different retirement accounts. Also, catch-up provisions. You know, you can contribute more once you reach age 50 and higher. And with some of the new rules coming out, when you reach the age of 63, you'll be able to contribute even more. Just staying on top of knowing whether or not you're maxing out all the different types of accounts that you can invest in for retirement. Habit number four is income growth and diversification. You can only cut so much when it comes to trying to pay yourself first or living within your means. But your earning potential is really unlimited. Now, it depends on the career field you're in. But if you're an entrepreneur or into any type of sales career, your income potential is unlimited. And there's different strategies to, you know, increase your income. Obviously, you could acquire some new skills in your industry. You could negotiate some raises, you know, document some of the achievements you have and practice your pitch and negotiate some type of raise. You could do some strategic, you know, job hopping. You know, changing jobs every 3 to 5 years sometimes can lead to, you know, salary increases, but you have to weigh, obviously, the pros and cons. You also want to think about building multiple streams of income. Maybe you need to find a side hustle, using your skills as a freelancer or a consultant. Find some passive income sources like rental properties, which can provide some, you know, steady cash flow and some potential appreciation. Invest in dividend type stocks or ETFs to create more income. You could consider starting an online business or starting a blog or a YouTube channel. The key is that wealthy people generally have multiple sources of income. They have diversification. They're not reliant on any single source of income. This allows for faster wealth accumulation because you have different types of income, some passive and some active. Habit number five is delayed gratification and long-term thinking. There was a marshmallow experiment where children who could wait for two marshmallows instead of eating one immediately showed better life outcomes years later. We need to be able to balance the present and the future. It's not just about enjoying your money, but making conscious trade-offs. There's a concept called conscious spending. You know, splurge only on what truly matters to you and cut all the rest. Set some long-term financial goals. Use some type of framework, like the SMART framework, where you have a specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound goal. You know, create a vision board of your financial goals. Use some type of app that shows the future value of your investments if you save a certain amount. Have a financial plan, but also, you know, reward yourself when you hit different savings targets to kind of maintain your motivation. The difference between somebody that builds wealth and someone that spends their money and doesn't invest for the future is this idea of delayed gratification. We all want something now. We want some type of immediate result. We want to feel good, so we purchase things. The key to building your wealth over time is to have a strategy of paying yourself first and living within your means, and have a long-term approach to your investing strategy, and let compound interest work for you and not against you. So what I'd like you to do is implement some of these habits in your life. You know, choose one habit and focus on it for the next 30 days. You know, create some type of personal action plan. You know, identify your why. Identify the deeper reasons for wanting to build your wealth. And whether you want financial security, financial independence, or financial freedom, develop a financial plan that centers around reaching one of those types of goals. And that's going to require you to make some sacrifices, have some delayed gratification, and invest your money for the long term. You know, set some specific and measurable goals for each habit. Break down those goals into daily, weekly, or monthly actions. Use some type of habit stacking too. Nobody wants to look at their budget, but attach new financial habits to some type of existing routine. So if you're going to review your budget, do it while you're drinking your morning coffee. Find a good technology app for budgeting, or if you're not using a financial advisor, find a good robo-advisor to use. Use a habit tracking app to track some of your habits. You know, find an accountability partner. If you have a good friend that has some of the same financial goals, share your goals and share your progress. Hang around people that have built wealth and ask them questions and learn from them. You know, join some online communities, follow some personal finance blogs, listen to some great podcasts. The key to having wealthy habits is to have a wealth mindset. You know, wealthy people pay themselves first, they invest for the long term when money's available, they live within their means, they apply delayed gratification, and they don't waste money on unnecessary things. So adopt a wealthy mindset and you'll be on your way to building more wealth and keeping more of your wealth over time. You know, be a constant learner. And you're going to have some setbacks from time to time in your financial life. Just always learn from those opportunities and go back to the principles of building wealth. These five get wealthy habits, I think, can really help you set up a foundation to live a richer life. You know, building wealth is a marathon, not a sprint. If you practice some of these habits consistently over time, you'll be on your way to a life of financial independence or financial freedom. And that's it for today's episode, 5 Get Wealthy Habits. And if you like this episode, please rate the episode, make some comments, and hit the notification bell to get updated on future Wealth Decision podcasts. And please, if you could, share it with a family member or a friend. My goal with the Wealth Decisions podcast is to reach over 100,000 people by the end of the year in the Twin Cities and beyond. so that people can make better wealth decisions to live a richer life. If you'd like to schedule a discovery call with me, you can go to my website at MomentousWealthAdvisors.com, and I'll spend some time to get to know you a little bit and find out if I might be able to steer you in the right direction or help you with your financial future. And once again, thanks for listening. Have a great weekend.